Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and state PCs preparation. A devastating conflict that has claimed over 200 lives and displaced nearly 60,000 people is still dragging on in the northeastern state of Manipur, with no end in sight to the violence that erupted 3 years ago. The Manipur ethnic conflict, which began on 3rd May 2023, has indeed entered its third year with at least 217 killed and 58,821 persons displaced as of March 2026. Fresh violence in April 2026 included the killing of a 5-year-old boy and his 6-month-old sister in a suspected rocket strike in Bishnupur district. The state government lifted restrictions across 5 valley districts on 18th April 2026, after 11 days of clampdown, though tensions remain high. Now let us turn to the historical context. The conflict ignited on 3rd May 2023 when a protest march by the All Tribal Students Union Manipur, or ATSUM, in response to a Manipur High Court order directing the state government to consider extending Scheduled Tribe, or SENT, status to the Meitei community, turned violent. The Kukizo communities feared that extending SENT status to Meiteis would threaten their existing tribal land protections in hill areas. The core dispute is between the Meitei community, which predominantly inhabits the Imphal Valley, and the Kukizo communities, which are found in the hill areas. What makes this significant is that the conflict has resulted in a huge toll, with 217 deaths and 58,821 displaced persons. But why does this matter? It matters because the conflict reflects the deep-seated contradictions in India's ethnic federalism and forest policy. In April 2026, fresh violence broke out, including the killing of a 5-year-old boy and his 6-month-old sister in a suspected rocket strike in Bishnupur district. The Central Reserve Police Force, or CRPF, firing after a protest mob vandalized a CRPF camp resulted in 3 killed and around 24 injured. Additionally, 2 Naga civilians were shot dead on the Imphal-Dimapur National Highway, or NH2. The state banned internet across several districts but lifted the ban partially on 18th April. Now, let us look at the governance response. The Kukizo groups have been demanding a separate administrative unit, distinct from the Meitei-dominated Imphal Valley, either a separate state or a union territory with a legislature. However, the central government has not acceded to this demand. What does this mean for the conflict? It means that the conflict is unlikely to be resolved soon, as the core issue remains unaddressed. The conflict also has constitutional and legal dimensions. The Manipur High Court order that sparked the conflict directed the state government to consider extending Scheduled Tribe status to the Meitei community. This has implications for the land rights and forest policies in the region. Crucially, the Armed Forces Special Powers Act, or AFSPA, has been invoked in the region, declaring it a disturbed area. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? Remember this number, 217, the number of deaths in the conflict, and 58,821, the number of displaced persons. Note this carefully, the conflict started on 3rd May 2023, and the communities involved are the Meitei and Kukizo communities. This is a favorite prelims fact. The trigger for the conflict was the Manipur High Court order on Meitei SENT status. Now, let us turn to the mains examination. The Manipur crisis reflects the deep-seated contradictions in India's ethnic federalism and forest policy. Examine. What does this mean for your preparation? It means that you need to understand the role of SENT status, land rights, and forest policies in fueling conflicts in the Northeast. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. The CE20 engine is not relevant here, but the fact that the conflict has resulted in 217 deaths and 58,821 displaced persons is. The Manipur conflict started on 3 May 2023, and the communities involved are the Meitei and Kukizo communities. The trigger for the conflict was the Manipur High Court order on Meitei Sen status. The Armed Forces Special Powers Act, or AFSPA, has been invoked in the region, declaring it a disturbed area. The conflict in Manipur is a complex issue with deep-seated contradictions, and its resolution requires a nuanced understanding of the ethnic federalism and forest policy in India. The Manipur crisis has significant implications for India's strategic position in the Northeast, and its resolution is crucial for maintaining peace and stability in the region.